Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The predator-prey relationship is one of the most fundamental forces in ecology. And as Ian Kaplan, professor of entomology at Purdue University, explains, a better understanding of how one particular pest reacts to its chief predator is poised to improve both crop yields and human health.
In nature, most animals behave differently in the presence of their predators. Usually this entails feeding and moving less because predators instinctively respond to visual cues while hunting their prey. This strategy comes with both benefits and costs. The obvious benefit is that engaging in stealthy behavior reduces the likelihood that an animal is detected and killed by one of their enemies. The penalty, however, is that moving and feeding less should result in poor growth because of reduced food intake and missing out on activities that enhance fitness, like finding mates. Consequently, anti-predator behaviors are thought to involve trade-offs between survival and growth or reproduction. We've been studying this trade-off in hornworm caterpillars, an herbivorous insect that feeds on leaves of tomato plants and serves as food for predaceous stink bugs that impale and eat them with their needle-like mouthparts. What we found through a series of field and greenhouse experiments is that hornworms eat 30 to 40% less leaf material when placed in a cage with stink bugs compared to feeding alone. Because hornworms are agricultural pests that damage crops, this effect has important implications for using ecologically based pest control methods. In other words, regardless of whether or not predators killed the caterpillars, we observed reductions in plant damage, an effect that we'd like to exploit in managing insects that destroy crops with biocontrol agents. Interestingly, despite feeding less in the presence of predators, hornworms attain the same body size as those individuals who were not exposed to predators. We document that hornworms more efficiently process plant food and are better at extracting growth-limiting nutrients in their digestive tract under predation risk. This is a species that is apparently well adapted to physiologically compensating for carnivore-induced food limitations.
That was Ian Kaplan of Purdue University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.